What is ironic and what is not ironic?
Nothing in Alanis Morissette's song is ironic. It's just all stuff that sucks. None of it's ironic.
Rain on your wedding day, not ironic.
Nope.
Whatever the hell she says.
A free ride when you've already paid, that's just something that sucks. Again, that's not irony. That is not what irony is.
Okay, well, how about that? Is this irony enough for you? Cesar Millan, who is he?
Cesar Millan is the dog whisperer. Okay. So he made his bones. He became very famous. He actually, it started with Jada Pinkett Smith, believe it or not. So he was the dog expert, the dog behaviorist that Jada and Will had hired and did a great job with their dogs. They told two friends. And the guy became super famous in Hollywood as the go-to guy to help you if you have a dog who is aggressive or violent or whatever. And then he ended up having his own show that's now on Nat Geo, and he's the dog whisperer.
All right. His dog now is being accused of biting somebody. So Cesar Millan is being accused of not being able to control his dog.
Okay. Alanis Morissette, this is irony. This is literally irony.
Yes. A woman came over to his house in 2017, and I guess her mom lived next to him. When mm-hmm. she walked up to her mom's house, the dog, which was his pit bull, was unsupervised and unleashed and began to bite her leg, leaving her with severe injuries.
Ooh.
That had stopped her from competing in a sport.
Oh, wow. You know, it figures that not only it's bad enough that she got bitten, but of course she needs her legs for more than just stuff that the rest of us need our legs for.
Yeah. So she is suing him for $850,000 for the pit bull attack. But you would think that he could, it's like a painter. When you go to a painter's house and their house looks like shit.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Or when you go to a chef's house and he makes hamburgers for you, you're like, no, dude, I won't. No, I think that's the problem, is he trained everybody else's dog. His dog, not so much.
Yeah, this is a cliche, like the cobbler whose kids have no shoes. Or we have a friend who's a hairstylist and his hair is always a mess and his husband's hair is always a mess because he's so busy doing everybody else's hair that they don't have time to take care of their stuff at home. But so Caesar's the guy that does that's what he says to the. So somebody should have that pit. He likes pit bulls. He likes to show people that he can train pit bulls, but I guess just not this one.
But not his pit bull.
Not his pit bull. Other people's pit bulls are great.
But why can't you just train your dog just a little bit, not to run after people when they, you know, walk past your house? That's dog training 101, I think, especially if you have a pit bull. If you have a pit bull, you really don't want it to do that because people think they're going to do that anyway.
Well, yeah, pit bulls get a bad rap because they just have a really hard jaw. Mm-hmm. So if a golden retriever bites you, they have a soft mouth, so it's not really going to hurt you. But if a pit bull bites you, they latch on. So it's going to hurt you more because it's just in the breed. It's just the nature of the breed. So, yeah, I mean, he's a pit bull guy. He should know better than anybody else. Plus, he's the ch guy. So
to dog, I guess.
Yeah, he's going to lose this lawsuit. He's going to have to settle with her for a lot of money.
$850,000 is what she's suing him for. I wonder how they'll settle up with that price. He probably wanted to keep this out of the press, but People Magazine got their hands on it.
Yeah, and here we are.
Yeah, so this is not going to do well for his dog training abilities. You don't want to hire that guy to come train your dog that just got sued for $850,000.
He's already been replaced as a new dog training guy.
Really?
I can't remember the guy's name, but so he does something different. He just has you stand. Like there's no touching the dog. It's a non-touch situation where you just walk in with confidence and you are above the dog at all times. And the dog is not allowed to jump on you. And you show the dog like who's in charge. Like the dog is the low person on the totem pole, you know.
Does he have facial hair like the cat guy?
They all have facial hair. All those people look the same. I think I'm going to go into dog training. Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. Well, you know, you got to have to grow some kind of weird beard or goatee or something. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm on it.
And the cat guy has got weird facial things going on.
Yeah. All those people do. They all do.